First of all, these are very difficult times for the people of Ghana, and for that matter, the governance of our country, where clearly the government admits that the finance minister is a failed minister. The finance minister is, you know, said to have been involved in a lot of financial scandals, including issues of conflict of interest, using his private companies as receivers of shares in fund arrangements internationally. And this is not, you know, a close secret. Everybody is aware of that.
You speak so poorly about the outgoing finance minister, but the president has expressed confidence in the performance of the minister. And as you mentioned, the president reappointed him. So if he were not performing, he would not get the appointment.
Well, what is rather sad is that this is the first president and whose administration the whole nation, including his political party, admit that they have failed. Yet he thinks that they are performing. The president, Akufo-Addo, is clearly out of touch. He is not in sync with the reality on the ground. He doesn't know that Ghanaians are suffering. The reshuffle of the president is targeted at compensating unemployed members of his party and not targeted at having any impact in our economic restoration.
Let's put things in perspective and remind our listeners that Ghana goes to elections sometime this year. So what do you say to people who say you're all playing politics, that nothing the president does at the moment will please you?
Well, we are speaking to past records. Infrastructural transformation for this country, evidence-based transformation, public policies that have impacted in the life of our people. We have been transparent to our people. So we are speaking to those records. Today, you have, on the other hand, a vice president who comes to say, no, we have advised the president as an economic management team, and the president refused to take our advice. Hence, that is why our country is in a mess. Who can develop confidence in this kind of government? For the first time in the history of the world, will a vice president say that the president didn't take my advice, but he retained himself as a vice president for 7 years? How can you trust people who are not honest? How can you trust a government that does not take responsibility of a problem that they have created or they have not created? President Akufo-Addo and his government will not do that. Simply, they are trying to rebrand the vice president, who is a puppet for the president to be in control for a third term. And that the people of Ghana say they are not ready for.
Maybe this question I should put to the government when I get any of the officials. The finance minister was at the helm when the latest loan was of $3 billion was negotiated with the International Monetary Fund. And some people say that loan was beginning to yield some results. So why replace the finance minister?
Well, the president should be answering that if people can be proud of taking loans, then that is how hopeless this government can be. I thought that they will be proud that they have alleviated poverty. I thought that they will be talking about jobs they have provided for the ordinary Ghanaian. I would think that they will be proud of having stabilized our energy crisis. I would be thinking that they have succeeded in uprooting corruption in our government. And so you shouldn't celebrate somebody who takes loans. Why? An achievement is that you have procured a loan. Is that an achievement? Are we not going to pay? If you are credible, you should have a loan. But if you are efficient, you should depend on your internally generated funds.